are they who have kept the word with a generous heart and yield a harvest through perseverance.
The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, there was a rich man who clothed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the little world where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames. Abraham replied, My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, but Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing, who might wish to go from one side to yours, or from your side to ours. He said, Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, five brothers, or that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment. But Abraham replied, They have Moses and the prophets, let them listen to them. He said, Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. Then Abraham said, If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. Gospel of the Lord. This rich man was condemned in the story, not because he's rich, because he has no heart, no mercy for the others. That's why on another occasion Jesus says, Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart and yield harvest through perseverance. Generous, perseverance, these two important words. When we join Jesus as a religious or as a priest, we have a generous heart, of course. But perseverance is also very important. We may fall halfway. We have to be faithful until the end. In order to do that, and that's this in the parable about the seeds, sowing on the seeds. There are some fall on the roadside, some the rocky thing on the rocky place, some bushes, some are good ground. Those who have kept the word with generous heart, this is a good ground. That means the word of God is most important. Start every day, a new day, with the word of God. And that's only salvation. Once we said we are safe, be careful. Because we are always being tempted by the devil. And if we are self-trust and not trusting the Lord, we can fall down. So let us pray for one another that we can have this perseverance by living the word of God.